Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
All right, breaking news. I'm starting to wonder if Trump's style of quote-unquote diplomacy doesn't work because Greenland just decided to push the U.S. away even further. Now, let me remind you, Trump sent both J.D. Vance and Don Jr. and even Charlie Kirk on some weird royal-esque mission to Greenland. It's almost like the king trying to send his firstborn son to conquer a new land, except the firstborn son is like Beavis, and then he sent J.D. Vance as Butthead, and they failed. They failed miserably because Greenland has officially signed a new minerals deal, but not with the U.S., not with any of our immediate neighbors or allies, but they very intentionally subverted the U.S.'s wishes and decided to, you know, say no. No, Trump, you're not going to bully us. You're not going to put out all of these like weird proposals that are one-sided. You're not going to invade us and not rule out military force. It's all incredibly absurd, but let's jump in to how we got here. First, I got this comment. You've earned my sub, Adam. Keep telling the truth. That means more than you know. If you want to join the crew, make sure you scroll down and hit the subscribe button. Okay, just to begin, there's this new theory. There's this new worry among world leaders that Trump brings them into the Oval Office just to have a quote-unquote televised WWE SmackDown. Now, this isn't really like a theory. We've seen it happen with Zelensky. We saw it happen with Ramaphosa yesterday. But the worst part is, Trump disrespects the hell out of world leaders, but the disrespect isn't even based in reality. For example, this article reads, "It's the new Hunger Games of world politics, a televised Oval Office takedown by Trump, but you can hardly call it a takedown because yesterday, the South African president was the latest leader to become a MAGA prop as Trump lectured him on false conspiratorial claims that white South African farmers are being genocided. And then a few months back, Zelensky had to get yelled at because of false, unsubstantiated conspiracy theories that Trump has eaten up. Our old, demented-ass president goes into the Oval Office and just yells at world leaders for no reason whatsoever. Why don't you yell at the world leaders who deserve it? Why don't you bring Putin in the Oval Office? Like, you know what? I'm going to say this right now. When Trump and Putin inevitably have another face-to-face meeting, Trump's not going to bully him or yell at him or be mean whatsoever. It is going to be very, very cordial. The same thing with Xi Jinping. Trump only demeans leaders that he views as lesser because he's a very transactional, malignant narcissist. But going back to this, Greenland signs lucrative mineral deal with Europe in a blow to Trump. Remember when J.D. Vance very awkwardly visited? This clip alone probably got them to push the United States away. Take a look.
How we doing? It's cold as here. Nobody told me. Well, thank you all for everything you do, and thanks for having us. So please sit down, guys. Please. I wish you'd eat your food. Usha and I are thrilled to be here. It's a really beautiful flight, actually. You fly over some pretty cool spots. I've never been to Greenland. Apparently, I'm the first vice president to ever visit Greenland, so that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, because they're making an intentional move. An intentional move to prime the citizens of Greenland, and also not even rule out military force. It's not diplomacy whatsoever. The Trump admin way over-postured on Greenland. They way overplayed their hand. Trump threatened them, bullied them, wouldn't rule out military force, but never actually proposed any substantial U.S. investment. No formal cooperation or proposals, no actual money that he flaunted, just headlines and bravado and sending his son and sending Charlie Kirk. Meanwhile, European nations kept their heads down, they engaged with Greenland's laws and regulations, and they struck a deal competently. Look at how it works when you're actually diplomatic. Like, just to zoom out for a second, There is a form of diplomacy that has worked for the past 100 years, let's say, that has allowed this level of peace and prosperity since World War II. That diplomacy is like formal cooperation and laws and agreements. Trump thinks that he can go under all of that, subvert all of that. And what happens is other people beat him to the chase, because while Trump is trying to grab headlines and be this huge prick and be like an attention whore, like just dominating the attention economy, European countries are like, let's quietly, very quietly and competently try to cut a deal. Greenland has allowed a Danish-French consortium to mine a rock which is key to the production of aluminum, the rock that Trump very much so wanted. This permit granted to Greenland Anorthosite Mining, GAM, to extract anorthosite follows interest in the Arctic territory from U.S. President Donald Trump in acquiring the autonomous island, which is part of the Kingdom of Denmark. GAM, which is backed by French company Jean Bol Group and real estate investment firm bodies from Denmark and Greenland, was granted 30 years, a 30-year permit. A 30-year permit. The article from Reuters, the source article, says Greenland gives Danish-French group permit to mine rock with green potential in wake of Trump interest. Wild. Greenland, on Wednesday, handed a 30-year mining permit to this group after Trump sparked a lot of interest and sort of overplayed his hand. And that's kind of the core failure of Trump's foreign policy. I mean, there are a lot of failures. There are a lot of failures that stem from his malignant narcissism. But when your entire foreign policy is built on bluster rather than strategy, built on bluffing and setting arbitrary deadlines against yourself, saying by this date, this is going to happen or else. And then by that date, when nothing happens, other leaders and other countries are like, oh, so this guy is full of shit. Again, the core failure of Trump's foreign policy is that it's built completely on bluster over strategy. Can I say one more time? If Trump would have wanted to strike a deal with Greenland, that's actually not even the bad part. We need to make sure we're drawing the distinction. If Trump and his team had a detailed formal proposal that followed Greenland's laws and regulations and was respectful towards Denmark, that would be different. You know, that's what Europe just did. European countries, rather, just were very quiet and very respectful, and they cut a deal, and it was mutually beneficial. But no, Trump said he's not going to rule out military force. He said Greenland should just become a part of the USA. This is actually such a good example. This is such a prime example as to why Trump's foreign policy, or policy in general, is just awful. You can't build it off of lies and expect people to respect you. GAM was granted a 30-year permit, which is a huge blow to Trump. Zuthan, an associate professor at a university in Denmark, told Newsweek, Trump's interest in Greenland's resources is likely to be more in securing long-term investment objects, which is difficult under current Greenlandic legislation. Why it matters. Greenland has sparked international attention since Trump expressed his interest, but because of Trump's bluster, they said, yo, 30-year permit goes to this French-Denmark country. I'm sorry, French-Danish country. So, I mean, at the end of the day, Greenland is now a new front line. It's the front line battle in the global mineral race. We still have Ukraine, but Trump is dropping the ball on Ukraine as well. It's just so mind-numbing how dumb he is. Trump supporters will constantly praise Trump for thinking outside of the box, but maybe sometimes thinking inside the box is how you want to think. For example, as long as negotiation has been around, it's a game of gaining leverage over the other side. So Trump's quote-unquote thinking outside of the box is ceding every single bit of leverage that Ukraine had while blowing smoke up Putin's ass and being super friendly with Putin. That's not thinking outside the box. That's being a gullible idiot. Let's bring it back inside the box for a second and push Putin back out. Then maybe Zelensky would be more happy to cut a long-term mineral deal. He cut one recently, but Trump asked for an insanely inequitable deal, and they had to negotiate it to a more even. It's all an absolute mess. I'm sick of watching Trump's foreign policy crash and burn. And while the rest of the world is mining the future, while the rest of the world is looking towards the future, we're stuck in the past. We're stuck trying to buy things and taking bribes. And I'll leave it at that. One more time, if you want to join the crew, make sure you hit the subscribe button below. Shout out to this comment that says, you've earned my sub, Adam. Keep telling the truth. If you want to help amplify the message, drop some blue hearts. Subscribe. I love you all. And peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.